DJW Mobile. KX, it's just kind of breaking up. I am climbing up out of a hole. It's probably on my end. And I still not getting very much of that. And I came up to the top of the hole, and it didn't get any better. And now I'm going down in a deeper hole. So give me a minute. When I get back up to high ground, I'll throw my call out there again. W4DJW.
You time, Dave, and 0GR clear.
Hey, I'm talking on that mic you gave me years ago. Is it still working?
Yes, sir. Working like a champ. That guy was broken up. I don't know if it was Patrick or not, but I'm just sitting over eating pre-dinner, I guess you would say. See you later, Dave, in 0TR.
Hi, Tom. Bon appetit. And tell Bernice hello. W4DJW, mobile down in the hole.
W, y'all are coming in clear now.
Hey, Ben, I heard you that time, and I am pretty far down in a hole.
A bit in a, like a gully, so I don't get a good signal there.
Is it an 85? I made the mistake of going Highway Rutherford Road to Highway 101, and it is packed. that red light they put up there at Milford Church Road is something else. Anyway, I'll be sitting here for a while, I think. I don't know. Sometimes it breaks up and goes pretty smooth. So, you having a good day?
So, stuff cut up in the hall, more yard work, trash. Picking up my daughter from school now. It's funny, every time I hear you throw your call sign out, I think there's going to be an announcement after it.
Not because of the regularly trying to coax people to become net controllers, scheduled requests.
Those live, or do you just schedule those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm spending my mornings with the chainsaw on the trailer, hauling brush, until the county picks it up, then I'm going to start burning brush.
Same thing. I had a big old stump in the front yard from the tree, the oak tree, the biggest one that I had, go down about 2.5 feet at the top and about 3 feet at the bottom. And it had a big old root ball on it. And I got to thinking about some guy with a stump grinder that I had over there years ago. And there's bigger stump grinders nowadays. I got a stump grinder to come out there and grind that whole root ball up, and it is gone. And I am so happy.
There's so many large oak trees down. Not as many pines as I expected. I have about a dozen pines down, plus a bunch of hardwood.
I'd make, I don't know, a dozen cuts through that trunk, and then I'd have to go sharpen my blade. That hard oak that's 2.5 to 3 feet in diameter, where it takes your chainsaw, you have to make multiple cuts all the way around the perimeter to cut it in two. I got an 18-inch blade, so it takes multiple. You got to walk around it, and it's laying on its side, so you can't get to all sides of it, but eventually you can get all the way through it. But when you do that, you have to sharpen the blade early and often, and you have to be good at sharpening chainsaw blades, or it'll start curving on you.
Or do you file those teeth by hand?
This thing that mounts on the bar of the chainsaw, and it has a reamer that goes in at two different angles, one for the teeth on one side and one for the teeth on the other side. And the reamer has a screw that will let you set a stop for how deep you want to go into the tooth. And the reamer goes up through there, and it sharpens only the arc, the inside arc of the tooth, not the top of it, because the top isn't the part that does the cutting. It's the side that does the cutting. And I just take off barely enough to make it sharp again, which is not much at all, not even a half a millimeter every time I sharpen it. And then it just cuts through it like, you know, even that hardwood in the beginning after sharpening it like that, it cuts through it like butter.
Ben, little device. The Dremel tool has a guide 30 degrees each direction, and it rounds it. You run it through the same portion. You just cut the underside of the tube. It doesn't mess with the top of the tube or the guide or anything. But it doesn't sound as automatic. I can sharpen a blade in about 5 minutes with it, though.
Deeper than that to sharpen a blade. It takes me probably 30 to 45 minutes to sharpen an 18-inch blade, chainsaw, the whole thing, top and bottom. 30 to 45 minutes, but man, when I finished, it cuts like a brand new blade. and I'm used to, before I got that thing, I think it's Timber or something is the name of it, Timberland or Timber or something. And it's tiny. It'll fit in your, you know, it comes in a little pouch and it'll fit in your pocket. And it doesn't use a big old reamer and it doesn't use any electricity. It's just hand done. But boy, they got that thing down pat once you learn how to use it anyway. But when I was using a file or I was using a drill with a file on the end of it, I was chewing up half a tooth every time I charged it, every time I sharpened it, and that just wastes and chains.
Once you get the technique on, real quick, but have to plug in the Dremel, so it's semi accessible, but it's really quick.
That's important too when you got a lot of cutting to do, to be really quick. Sometimes that's more important. Anyway, Ben, you're chopping up pretty bad, and I am about to turn into the transfer station. I can never remember. I want to call it a landfill, but it's not. It's a transfer station. I'm about to pull in here, so maybe if you're still on the road, if you haven't picked up your daughter yet, then I'll talk to you when I get out. KO4ZEW, W4DJW.
Again, the rut. KO4ZEW, I'll be clear.